Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, family. Greetings. This is another wonderful Wednesday. We are gathering to get together, to share with us, to learn, to develop. Wednesdays are always very interesting days for me, and I love them, and I am always grateful and honored to be able to put together the radio program. I'm thankful to those that take time out of their busy day because we all have lots to do. Life works like that on purpose. It wants to keep us busy and churned up and distracted. And so I appreciate everyone that takes the time to stop what they're doing, to tune into the radio program, to have their voices heard and share with others. I greatly appreciate those that we'll even go back into the archives, you know, because the show, and I love the show, and I love interacting with people, but a lot of people take the time afterwards to tune into the show as well. So I want to say thank you to all of those people as well. We're all working together to make this thing happen. And, you know, I sit down with my pen and paper and get ready, and I hope that for others, they're sitting out their pen and paper too, being prepared for the show. Because every show, and I never know where it's coming from, but every show, there's a little nugget of wisdom that comes through. And, you know, something that may sound and be extremely casual for me or for Mama Khadija will be, you know, monumental for someone else. So always keep, you know, your pen and paper handy and don't hesitate. We have a wonderful approach Facebook page. So don't hesitate to go to the page to see what the topic is going to be for the week. And also, if you enjoyed the show, share the show. Share the show on your Facebook page or, you know, give somebody a call. I send out text messages to most everybody. But send out, you know, share the text message with others so that we can all share together. Because when we get together, it's that stone where we're all getting something. I may have only came with carrots, but I'm going to put my carrots into the mix because I love carrots. I'll put them into the mix, and then they become something more. And someone else will come with potatoes, and they put it in the mix, and then it becomes something more. And so I love the idea of having things. And, you know, as everyone knows, this is a spiritual show. But we're not fully in demand and in command of how this is going to happen. We're just allowing ourselves to be open, to be vessels, to allow the words that need to come forward to come forward. And I'm very thankful just to be one of those that get to participate in the forward. So it is a fantastic honor for me. Usually right here, I would be opening the mic to Mama Khadija, but Mama Khadija is taking the day off. This is the season of Ramadan is here / quickly approaching. I'm in day two. A lot of people are starting tomorrow. Ramadan is an Islamic tradition of fasting. And even though we are spiritualists, Umi is a spiritual Muslim. And so, you know, we're beginning our fast time, and she's just taking a day slowly. And she'll be joining us back next week. But, you know, we want to give, you know, thanks to Mama Khadija, who's been holding it down since the beginning, since we started in January. Today we're going to have someone, I want to say a guest, but not really a guest since he's with us all the time. I'm going to see if I can grab Ibrahim, if he will be on the mic. Greetings,
Ibrahim. Greetings, greetings. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I got you. You sound great. So, Brother Ibrahim is going to be joining us, and we have history that goes back many, many years, but especially when it comes to the idea and topic of spring cleaning your spirit, our history runs pretty deep because he works closely with me when, and he sees a lot of the behind the scenes that I do when I'm preparing to do house cleanings for people, when I'm preparing, you know, spiritual baths for people, and just the whole process. And so he's had a chance to see a lot of that up close. And it's very helpful, very helpful. So I'm hoping that he's going to add his insight and share some different ideas because, Ibrahim, what is your spiritual study? What is your language? Do you mind sharing with us?
No, I don't, actually. And first of all, let me thank you for, you know, allowing me the opportunity to share with the listeners, to share with you, and to be in this building session. It is really a privilege and an honor, that's to say the least. My base language, my spiritual language is Islam. So if we have any Muslim listeners out there, Ramadan Mubarak. And I hope that this Ramadan, day two of Ramadan, has been a blessing and has been, you know, an eye-opener for you. But my spiritual language, to answer that question again, my spiritual language is Islam.
Wonderful. And I was saying how, you know, Mom Khadija is a spiritual Muslim. And because her Islam is very, very strong, but that spiritual aspect cannot be denied. It is 100% there, you know. And a lot of people are finding spirituality as being a, you know, almost like a strengthener to their already religious practices, you know. So I love all that. We can get into it. You know, I'm hoping that our callers are going to get into it with us and share and everything. But tonight we're going to be talking about spring cleaning your spirit. And very important topic, very important, mandatory that you do. Or what happens is that just like oil in a car, you get clogged up. You know, it becomes where we're not operating at our full efficiency. It can make you depressed. It can weigh you down. It can really just, you know, halt your joy factor. And so, and this is something that nature does. You know, I tell people, you know, I believe in the birds, the bees, and the trees. You know, I get so many lessons from what nature shows us. And even nature goes through its own stages of purification and everything like that. When it comes to you, where have you in Islam, and, you know, that's, you know, that's your base language, where do you see this cleansing the most?
Where do I see the cleansing the most? I don't know if I really understand the question.
I know all cultures have, like, periods of fasting. They'll have moments of abstaining from this or that. And I know that we're in the middle of Ramadan, which does probably a physical clean out, you know. But there's also different meditations and everything like that. Where have you, you know, where have those practices – have you seen, like, in your years of study, been really strong with you?
Like you said, you know, coming from my base spiritual language being Islam, it has usually been Ramadan, you know, traditionally and historically for me, because that's been the time of year that you abstain from a lot of things, and not just food and drink, but also from certain behaviors, for certain mindsets. So a lot of the cleansing has come in there, or at least, at the very least, a lot of when I've known that I need some type of spiritual cleansing has come from that. But since I've incorporated spiritualism, and a lot of that spiritualism coming from an, you know, adopting some African, some of the African spiritual systems, some traditions from the ancestors, I begin to realize, man, that I need spiritual cleaning almost every day, just every day that I'm engaging and socializing. And as soon as I step out of the door, step out of the temple, I can feel my spirit becoming dirty, or I can start to feel getting weighed down. So I think the first step for me, and this is what I pose to the listeners, and even a question to you, Seven, is how do you know when your spirit is becoming dirty? How do you know when a spiritual cleansing is necessary?
That's a good question. And sometimes it's hard to tell. Because your own dirt, you get used to it. I know there's when we do retreats, there's times where, you know, a certain smell may be lingering. And then at first it's like, oh, my God, this is horrible. This smells like death. And then after maybe 20 minutes, you're not, it's not as noticeable to you. But then someone else will walk into the room. They're like, oh, what smells like death? You know, it is and so what happens is we get into routines, and even if they're bad routines or bad habits, a lot of times we won't know. So that's why cleansing your spirit should be a regular part of your practices, period. Now, there may be times where you need to increase it, like if you know you've had, like, extra interactions with people that are not clean or people, you know, just people in general. You know, we can pick this up in the grocery store. And so, but that's why we need to have regular practices of spirituality. We need to have regular moments when we're cleansing ourselves. We need to, if you are in contact with people like my massage therapist, my hairdressers, therapists in general, you know, anyone that deals with people and touches people, you need to know that you are incorporating yourself in this person's aura. And even though you may be doing that for the purpose of healing or cleansing, you also have to recognize that some of them just got on you. And you have to find a way to relieve that yourself of that. And most healers will have a practice, whether it's crystals, whether it's spiritual baths, whether it's smoking out the house, and sometimes it's a combination of it. And we'll get into some more details of, you know, like different techniques and things like that later in the show. But when it comes to knowing when, we need to be in a regular practice of cleaning ourselves, because the world's in a regular practice of getting us soiled. So, you know, we have to be combating that on a regular basis, like you said, almost daily. When you know that you're out in the world, and especially some situations, you're like, oh, my goodness, these people are insane, you know. So you know automatically, I've got to get this off of me. My oldest boy, when he came in from college, first night, he's like, Mom, can I have one of those white baths? I just feel like it. I was like, yeah, sure, here you go. And, you know, I'm glad that that practice has followed through. But he knew, coming from the environment that he was in, and college isn't bad, but it's not, you know, the most wholesome. They're still working their way through some things. But he knew automatically that I need to wash my aura. I need to cleanse myself. I need to come into another place, another understanding, so that I'm not carrying this around with me. And that's something that you need to do, going from different environments, going into hectic environments. If your work is stressing you, that means your spirit is stressed. Go ahead and get relieved from that. So that's things that we need to work on and have that already in practice.
I can agree with that. Mm-hmm. I can agree. And I like mm-hmm. the part that you said. You know, one of the things that you said is we become accustomed. You know, we can go so long mm-hmm. in a filth, and if it's not a major filth, then we get acclimated to it, we become accustomed to it, and we don't really realize that our spirits need to be clean. So having that become a practice, I think, is beneficial. You know, like I said, traditionally right. it's been Ramadan that I've looked forward to, and I know that that will begin to wash and cleanse away and to help me to elevate my spirit and my consciousness and my closeness to the Most High, to the divine. But getting in a practice is always a good habit. And I know that since we've been working together, that's something that I've incorporated, just trying to make it a practice to cleanse my spirit. You know, every couple of weeks taking a white bath, or, you know, getting the meditation mm-hmm. or doing the things that it will take just to keep me in that state. Even if I haven't Absolutely. Been directly involved with anything that has, or I feel it has dirtied my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a great practice.
Yeah, and let me tell you, and just to clarify, having your spirit sullied is not necessarily from in contact with someone. It can be via phone. It can be
yeah.
some ignorance going
yeah.
back and forth on Facebook. It can be. Mm-hmm. It doesn't actually have to be contact from one being to another.
Mm-hmm.
We have contact in a number of different ways, and it definitely it can be anything. I've had some phone calls that I've gotten off of, and I mean, I've literally passed out. And I'm like, God, I don't remember being tired,
yeah.
but that energy just came in and was like, okay, you know, I got this now. And that energy will do that. You know, that's why, you know, So even on the times that I may not be fully aware of how serious it is, then even if I'm not fully aware of how serious it was, my body will catch it and let me know, okay, I'm feeling a certain way. Or my regular practice of bathing will let me know. You know, I spend time, I smoke out the house. I do a lot to regulate the energy because I'm in contact with a lot of people. And so that is something that I work diligently at, that everyone needs to work diligently at.
Mm-hmm. You know, the key, if it's one of the keys you were saying to that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm ready for you.
Oh, yeah. No, I was saying one of the keys, though, I noticed one of the key things you were saying to that, though, is maintaining an environment that a healthy, clean spirit can grow and prosper in. If we don't maintain that environment, then it's hard to know when your spirit is becoming sullen, especially from the small things, like you said, the Facebook or the telephone. If your environment isn't an environment that a healthy spirit can really dwell in or can, you know, can prosper in. And I think that we find that a lot, especially when we get into this whole thing of spiritualism, you know, because there are no clear-cut and defined rules. There's no set of regulations that says you have to do A, B, or C. So a lot of times we don't maintain an environment that is conducive to an elevated spirit. The things about what I've learned about spirit just in my studies and working with you is when we go, like you said, we do these house cleanings, that spirits exist. And they're on different levels of the game. You know what I'm saying? Every spirit is in an elevated spirit. So if you haven't elevated yourself, if you haven't cleansed yourself, you're making yourself susceptible or open to these lower spirits, to these baser spirits. So having an environment, a place you can retreat to, that you've dedicated to an elevated spirit, that you've cleansed for an elevated spirit, and you know how it feels to be in the presence of an elevated spirit, will help you tremendously in identifying when your spirit that you regularly deal with isn't the same elevated spirit. You know, because I don't think that it doesn't make you not spiritual when you don't clean your spirit. You're just limiting yourself from tapping into, in my opinion, of course, tapping into that elevated spirit, and you're at a high risk of degressing, going to a spirit less than what you call, I like what you always say, you say, okay, we call it the most high, so there must be something under the most high. That is the most high.
That's right.
It must be something that's just high. And then something that's
kind
of high, semi-high. So if you don't have a place where the most high can dwell and
that's
you know
right.
what it feels like to be in the presence of the most high, when a base spirit gets you, you're still spiritual. You're just activating and rolling with a baser spirit or a lesser than or a lower spirit than the most high spirit.
That's right. And that's something that, you know, spiritual cleansings help with, okay? Because negativity and negative spirits, they don't like to be around all that. You know, sometimes I tell people, look, you got to pray out loud in your house, in your living room, on top of the table. You have to pray out loud. You have to have prayer heard in your house. You got to have sweet smells in your house. Negativity doesn't like sweet-smelling things. That's why we can't have a bunch of clutter. We can't have a bunch of, you know, foul-smelling things. You know, we can't have the dust. And those things, you know, they say cleanliness is next to godliness. You know, there's a reason for that, because negativity doesn't like to be that out in the open, that exposed. That, you know, I don't like to hear those positive words and everything. And so, you know, we have to make it so that we're not uncomfortable, but that negativity is uncomfortable. And we do that by cleaning our house. You know, I have a practice at least twice a week, but Wednesdays is my shrine day. And that's the day I'm cleaning glasses, sweeping, mopping. My house smells like pine saw. And no matter how tired I am, if I haven't gotten to that, my ancestors keep me up all night talking about what about the pine saw, you know. So it is they have my practice in place for me, and they're like, look, stop your day. I know you have a job. I know you have angels you work with. I know you have all these things going on, but stop your day to make sure that at least when you're helping people and you're working with people, you're doing that from a clean state. And, you know, unfortunately, we have some people out there offering to help, and they're not really in a position to help because they have not cleansed themselves. They haven't gone through their own processes, but they're still trying to help you with dirty hands, you know. So it's definitely something that we have to consider. As usual, and we're so thankful to our guest host, but I want to make sure everyone knows this is still an interactive show. You know, Ibrahim has, I think he has two or three other radio programs that he does every single week. So he loves talking with the people. And so, you know, this is no different, okay? And
yeah,
so we're
going
to get the callers and spend time with callers. And, you know, don't hesitate to share, you know, your practices, you know, whatever works for you. If you found something that really worked, or if you have a question about, you know, some particular techniques that you may want to try, feel free to ask. The way you let me know that you're interested in speaking is you press 1, and that sends up a little signal, and that lets me know. And Ibrahim, if it's okay, I have a caller now that'd like to speak. So
please,
I let
you know what, and you were saying about the show. This is, you know, actually one of my favorite shows because I get to learn so much. So yeah, let's go. Let's definitely hear from the caller.
Awesome. All right, welcome to the show. Greetings.
I am. You didn't say the number, so I didn't know who's on there.
I'm sorry. It's Gypsy. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. How are you? Greetings, family, and Lakesh. One day, I apologize. I was a little tardy getting on the line, so I did not get to hear the brother's name or anything like that. But I'm sure I'll gather that later on. But I just want to say, too, I was listening to what you guys were saying, and I put all those practices as well. But one of the things that had been heavy on my meditations lately is doing a mental detox, you know, and that's, I posted something about that today because that's what I try to, you know, in my line of work, I deal with people mentally, physically, and spiritually, and in fitness, life coaching, and like Reiki, and all these different things. So I do come in contact with loads of folks every day, all day. So it's very important that, you know, I cleanse the house, myself, ground myself, and things like that. But one of the things that I do, I can always tell and notice that, you know, he was asking, at what point do you know? And, you know, I do a lot with vibration. We're in and out of different vibrations all day, different things. And I can always tell by my thoughts or, like, even the reality that's going on, what's happening right now in my reality. If I see something that does not serve me, I kind of know that the thoughts that I'm getting or the feelings that I'm getting behind that don't serve me. So it's time to pull away from things in that manner. So I try not to let stuff get built up, but it's like you say, it takes work. So one thing that I always challenge my folks to do is to do a mental detox, a cleanse, monitor your thoughts. Your thoughts will say everything about, you know, we clean the house and that's lovely. And we clean our spiritual bodies and, you know, with our white brass and the different things. But if our thoughts are still unclean, then we do more damage from the inner coming to the outer. So, like, for example, you know, I have a lot of people, especially in the fitness industry, who have a lot of toxic thoughts against and resistance against themselves.
Yes.
So therefore, they only get to certain levels of love within themselves and with others because they don't even love themselves. So how can they allow anybody else or know what love is? So there's a lot of different methods you can use. But I one thing that I always say: monitor the thoughts, writing it down, even if it's something you perceive as being negative. there's always a lesson or a blessing in it. So, and then looking at the reality, what's going on today? If you get up, you stub your toe. If you get up and this follows over, do you break the momentum of the perceived negative energy, or do you continue to beat the drum of it and ride it out and cause more to fall
right.
in line? So,
that's
you know,
right.
cleansing the thoughts really is a major key. Like when we're doing our meditations, sometimes it's not so much to block those thoughts, but to observe what they are and allow them to float
mm-hmm.
on, knowing that they don't mean anything. Don't judge them. And that's
mm-hmm.
one way that has helped me not to judge myself, my reality, the people that I'm in contact with, or any situation. I'm not going to say that I don't have my moments, but that's when I need to cleanse,
right.
when I can find myself being pulled in to the normal everyday, you know. And I can also kind of look on, you know, sometimes you can pull up, like, social media.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it doesn't matter what anybody else's reality is like, but you can kind of see what kind of energy is popping up. And either you're going to scroll
yeah.
by or you're going to put your attention to it.
That's
if you
right.
see something
and
happening on the street.
You need right. to give your attention to. You know?
Right. Yeah.
right.
Now,
and then, even like when you're everyday things perceived, what conversations are going on, what you're seeing happening, you know, every day. That's real important to watch.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Okay. When you were saying, and that's interesting, mental detox, that's heavy. I've never really heard that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do it? Is it some practice with that? Do you wake up in the morning 5 minutes a day? I heard you say write your thoughts down. I mean, is there some way that you can go into this mental detox?
Well, what I do, this, and I have
mm-hmm.
to, this is, you know, I tell everybody, you know, sometimes I can only start you out with the knowledge that I have, and then you kind of develop what's good for you, because there's really
mm-hmm.
no wrong way, because you know how these thoughts feel.
Right on.
When they're coming. We're not talking
yeah.
about, you know what the judgment is. So, you know, one thing, I get up in the morning, first 15 minutes of my day, I set the tone of the day, even if it's not necessarily meditation or prayer, or that's like the best way, but it's also sometimes the feng shui of the music or what you're listening to. Most people will get up and pop on the news and they're bombarded with a whole
mm-hmm.
bunch of crap.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, you know, and so I don't even pay attention to anything like that. The first thing that I'm going to do, I'm going to love myself, and I'm going to be thanking, when I'm taking my shower, I'm thanking the cells in my body for regenerating healthy. And for doing so, you know, I'm constantly monitoring how I feel about everything that's going on. So, like, you know, I'm not one of these Instagram famous women, but I'm one of these ladies that I work hard on.
Mm-hmm.
I work hard on my body, and I help other people work hard in their body as well. But it, you know, as I said today on one of my posts, the physical, you can work on that, but it has nothing to do with what's going on in the inners. If you don't fix the inners, it's going to manifest outward.
Mm.
So
it always does.
It doesn't matter if it's
mm-hmm.
disease in the mind or the soul, is going to manifest as disease in the body, whether it be obesity, emotional issues, or whatever it is. I normally will set the tone for 15 minutes as I come in.
Mm-hmm.
I go ground immediately. I have so many people hug and touch, and then when I'm doing Reiki on people, I have a specific method of closing things out and cleansing myself and
mm-hmm.
cleansing the area. But I still have to be careful about what I'm perceiving.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm watching.
Absolutely.
And what I think about what I'm watching, because you can
mm-hmm.
put your you can sit there and go throughout Walmart and see all kinds of energies expressing
that's
themselves.
Right.
But am I going to put?
I don't go to Walmart.
Right,
because I don't. Oh.
Mm.
I'm gonna tell you, if you're
mm.
if you're like I am, you if you're as you know I'm. I pick up a lot of energy, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
I really have to prepare myself mentally,
yes.
before I go in there, because and seriously, and in the car, even by even drawing a circle or a golden light around myself as I'm floating through Walmart, I'm just not going be running into that type of energy. So,
That's right.
I had to learn that walk in.
They tease me about that. They tease me. I tell my friends, I cannot be around that many people. You know, I cannot be around this environment. It's too charged, and not charged in a way that my body works. So I can't do
but
it.
That,
and they, they tease me.
But you're an empath. So one of the strongest traits of what they call like empaths. And you have several different ones, but and their abilities and how, you know, I think that everybody has the ability. It's not, you know, it's nothing that's just special. I think everybody feels certain ways, is whether they put their focus in actually training that muscle. Like I teach people to train their muscles, fitness. You have to train that mental and that spiritual muscle as well. So like I do that and I don't care what people think. I just keep on moving, but you know, one thing it had manifested when I was a young child as anxiety.
Okay.
But what it was, nobody understood it. But what would happen is I would come into energies that were not vibrating the same. And what happens is that when you're bombarded by them, the strongest energy will always win.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got 5, 6, 7 people and you're walking past a person and you can tell that this man has just beaten his wife, or you can tell that this child has been molested when she walked by, or you can feel things like that, like you're feeling what they're feeling, then you understand that all those feelings that you're feeling in that store are yours. So by shielding yourself and then going in, protecting yourself and then going, then you can kind of, you know, you set your tone. You worry about what you're thinking and you monitor all that, and then the rest of it gets easier and easier. But for a person that's just going in and that has don't know how to protect themselves that way and to detox, you walk up in there
and
you go home and you're arguing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, for no reason. You know, you'll be like, what happened? What am I even mad about? You know, and if you are not in tune, you don't know. You don't even know how your spirit is supposed to feel. How does your spirit react to this and react to that? I know I did a detox maybe 10 years ago, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take the TV part out. And I never went back, you know, because I was like, I really enjoy not having images flash in front of my face like that. I like being able to control the flow of information that comes in, because when it gets negative, I want to hit stop. You know, if I'm reading something and it's turning left, I'm like, okay, stop. I don't need that in my spirit.
Right.
You know? And so we like
that mental
were
detox
earlier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And you will get picky about what's in your spirit. You'll be like, yeah, I don't have a whole lot of space for gangster rap in my spirit. I got, you know, the 80s rap maybe a little bit. But this stuff now is just ignorant, and so I'm not gonna be doing all this extra cleansing, smoking, this and this to listen to gangster rap. You know, that's like it's a contradiction. It is totally negating the work that you just did, and just because you're listening to it, you're like, oh, I'm not serious. You don't even have to be actively listening to it. Just being grounded impacts you. You know what I'm saying? And they have studies with plants and vibrations. They have studied babies and vibrations, animals and vibrations.
Water and vibrations.
Absolutely. So a big part of spring cleaning your spirit is not just doing the work to clean it, but also to do the work so that it doesn't get dirty. You know, because spiritually cleaning yourself and then going and playing in the mud is not smart. You know, we have to work on that. So, you know, I really appreciate you always say vibration. Always say vibration. And I appreciate you calling and letting us know, stick on that vibration and, you know, and to trust ourselves and to know, and even like you said, just a small bubble of light and protection That's something that I remember my mother teaching my youngest child, who is very, very sensitive, to do. You know, put that bubble of protection around you. Ask God to put that bubble of protection around you so that mm-hmm. you can be safe, so that you can, you know, be around other people but not carry their weights and stuff with you. So that was a practice that he learned maybe 4 or 5 years old. So absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Gypsy, for calling and sharing
Gypsy.
That with us.
That. Absolutely.
Yeah. And Gypsy, this is Ibrahim. You've met Ibrahim. So I know she mm-hmm. said you have didn't catch your name.
Right.
But
right.
That's an awesome practice, you know, when it comes to
mental
spring cleaning
cleansing.
Your spirit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't think about
absolutely.
That. Yeah, absolutely. I have to incorporate that. And just being aware, you know, which goes to what we were talking about, being aware of how you feel, but, you know, definitely being aware of your
mm-hmm.
thoughts. You know,
we
slip on that. And I like the part where she was saying there's not necessarily always trying to block them out, but examining why am I having
yeah.
this thought. Yeah.
That's right.
I thought that was
that's
real
right.
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the why is more important than anything else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and one another thing that she said, it was like if you don't clean the inside, cleaning the outside becomes kind of pointless. And that's so true. I know
yeah.
we talk about, we had a show 2 weeks ago talking about guarding your spiritual tongue. And,
yeah.
you know, part of that tongue is, you know, you're not going to say what you're not thinking, you know. And so,
right.
you know, again, we are guarding ourselves. We're managing ourselves. And those are the mm-hmm. things that really produce really powerful impacts for us. We'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there. Everyone knows I'm a big Secret fan. I love bringing to me what is for me. I love attracting positive things towards
mm-hmm.
me. And some people complain, you know, they're like, oh, that doesn't work, blah, blah, blah. And it can't work right away because our minds are so young and they're
yeah.
so clouded and they're so busy. You know, we want everything right now. We don't think a lot of times. And when I say don't think, it's that knee-jerk reaction, you know. And
mm-hmm.
The universe needs a minute to know if we're serious, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, I know you said you wanted this. You know, I know you said you wanted to lose those 5 pounds, but you're eating ice cream. So something here is not together, okay?
Right, right.
There's a contradiction
right,
in here
right.
somewhere. And so,
and goes,
you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was listening to it. I was like, yeah, you're agreeing with
but,
you.
But, you know, yes. Yeah, so we have to 100% be clear about what we want. And sometimes because our spirits are young, you know, I don't know how many times anyone's been reincarnated, but I have seen, you know, they talk about the old souls that have been here before. And then I've seen some people, I'm like, oh, this is your first merry-go-round, huh? You know, I mean, just totally
yeah.
new to
yeah.
the universe. And those little special babies, I'm like, oh, we're going to take this slow, okay, because you are new to this whole process and idea of living. But, you know, we have to still maintain ourselves and manage ourselves and manage our thoughts. And that goes with that detox. It's easier for me to manage my thoughts when I'm the only one putting thoughts in there. I'm not letting the radio put thoughts in there. I'm not letting the TV put thoughts in there. My girlfriends that are calling, you got about 15 minutes, and it can't be nothing crazy. And that's, you know, I'm really managing the input into me. And so that way I can be clear about, you know, my spirit. I'm not jumping in the mud. You know, mud is a different kind of bath. You know, when you jump in the mud, sometimes you have to take 2 and 3 showers to get all that off you. I'm not trying to do all that, you know. So I would much rather, you know, have a decent cleaning schedule and not get dirty. You know, I remember growing up, my mom had 3 girls, and we would have to sit on that sofa and look like princesses, you know, and our hair would be slicked and our faces would be greased up. And we'd have on pantyhose and patent leather shoes, and you better not get dirty, okay?
Right.
And we
right.
all had
man.
The same hairstyle. Oh, getting
man.
Dirty was
thanks
a crime.
Thanks the Most High for being a little boy. They allow
okay.
us to
oh,
get,
oh,
okay. Yes. Yes. But, I wanted to go back to what you were talking about when you were talking about guarding the tongue and how it goes into the whole spiritual cleansing and what Sister Gypsy was sharing with us about that mental detox. And I didn't realize that until you said something, it made the correlation. You're right. We actually, when you did the whole, when I was put on the precision of language, when the certain deities that I was dealing with at that time, and I was going through my fasting and devotion to these deities, how they put me on the precision of language, and I know was talking about on that program the third phase, and that was what are my intentions behind the words that I'm using? What am I trying to manifest? It goes into almost like what you were saying, that secret thing. Why are you saying what you're saying? What type of reaction are you trying to elicit? You know, are you trying to hurt someone's feelings? Are you trying to bring tears? Are you trying to incite anger, rage? You know, and I think that that goes from a whole mental, being mentally aware. And mental detox will help us to know, you know, and mental cleansing will help you to be able to monitor that. So now when I'm in a discussion, it helps me. And like you said, I do several radio programs. And, you know, I'm up here now in New York, and I have a couple speaking engagements. So I, you know, do speaking as a way of life. And that precision of language that these particular deities had put me through and being mentally aware really helped in the whole conversation piece, because now when I'm speaking to people, mentally I'm like, okay, what emotion am I trying to, you know, cause? What reaction do I want from this person? You know, how do I want them to feel? And it makes you a lot more mindful of what you're saying. And just, and in order to do that, you have to be spiritually cleansed. Your spirit has to be right to produce right words. My Jamaican partners will constantly say, Yanga, word sown is power, man. Word sown is power. Mm. So, and I never really understood what he meant. Word sown is power. But words are really, you know, are really that detrimental. And they do help in the manifestation process. So really having a clean spirit will help the words to be clean. So I like that, man.
That's right.
I really think I'm going to incorporate that in my prayer meditation of really just getting my mental right. I really appreciate Gypsy for that. That's hip.
Well, you got to get the core has to be right, you know, and then everything vibrates out. So we work with ourselves, then we work in our house, then we work in our community. And if we do it in that order, because that's the proper order, then everything works fine, you know. But we, a lot of times, we'll avoid working with ourselves. We will work with our partners first, and then we'll tell our children, do as I say, not as I do. And you know, we will work with everyone else and totally neglect our own thoughts, our own words, our own actions. And and then we get disappointed when people aren't following what we say. They're kind of following what we do. And so that's another reason why we have to make sure that what we're doing is properly aligned with positive thinking, with God thinking. You know, I like using that measure. You know, what would God think of my thoughts? What would he think of my actions? Am I acting appropriately? And so all that is super important. We're saying cleansing, and we're throwing around some words, and just to take it a little slower, is when we're doing cleansing, spiritual cleansing, there's a number of ways to do that. There are a number of baths, okay? And a bath cleans you and your person and your spirit and your aura. And they, to me, that's like breathing. You got to get them done. And baths are intentional thoughts, methods of cleansing yourself. Sometimes there are ingredients in the bath. Sometimes there are intentions and prayers that are in the bath. You know, so that's one form of cleansing. Some people will take the bath, that same bath, and they will create floor washes, and where you literally will wash your floor with spiritual intention. I've seen people use oil. They'll anoint themselves. They'll anoint children. They will anoint the house, any object. You know, they do that in preparation for protection. You know, all of these things are, some cleansing is for protection. Some of it is for having for removing negativity. All of, you know, so there are a couple of different techniques. One big thing for me, I'm a fire child, is I like to smoke. I like to smudge. You can smudge with sage. I do a house mix that all of my angels need to have in their house, and they, I think they do. But, you know, so we'll have, we'll create, you know, I have a little smoke pot, and Ibrahim, this is your specialty, okay? and we'll get this smoke pot going, and it literally, a little thing, a little pot, if it's in your hand, it will fill the room, you know, and along with that, you know, choking out that negativity and bringing and allowing positive energy to come in play. There's also steam. You know, you can get a nice big pot of water, put it on the stove, and certain ingredients pull certain energies out. Certain ingredients put energy in. There's all kinds of different, you know, this is when where our herbalists come in place. This is when our crystals, our people that are the crystal holders will come in place and all of that. So those are just different techniques for cleansing and creating a clean environment. It's so important that, you know, everyone else doesn't know, but you and I travel to do this. You know, we have been to many a location with a couple of boxes of jars of ingredients.
Yes.
And we go in with the intentions of like, okay, when we say this is done, it's done and it's clean. And we try to put positive things in motion and everything else like that. But energy is so real, it takes a minute to get used to it. It takes a minute
absolutely.
To understand.
Absolutely.
It takes a minute to learn what ingredients are needed and everything like that. I have a caller I'm going to bring on, but I'm going to ask you real quick, and I think we've done quite a few of them together, but how do you feel about them now as opposed to like when we first started?
You know what? My spirit, my energy muscle is a little more strengthened. But, man, when we first, you know, and that was the whole thing of being introduced to energies and spirits. A lot of times, and coming from traditional religions and just sometimes from no understanding at all, you hear the spiritual stuff and you hear people talk about the energies and the ancestors, and you're like, okay, yeah, that's cool. That altar looks very nice, and you got the sweets and things on there. Man, but until you are actually in it, I have physically been knocked out, literally. Stomach upset, energy has hit me. So I've went through everything save possession. And, my prayers are that I don't have to go through that. I am a believer. But I have literally felt energy flow and move. I felt energy leave homes, and I felt energy come into homes. And they have let me know that they were present. I felt some leave to let me know they wasn't pleased about leaving. And I felt some to say, hey, Ibrahim, we're here. So let Seven and everybody know we're here. And I think y'all saw that by the sweat and the eyes rolling in the back of my head. But, you know, it's definitely real. And I'm a little more prepared. And I think before we get to the caller, this is why I'm a big fan of rituals. Because you'll know before we go in, you know, I come in with my whites. I might get the funde dust. I'm going to get whatever it takes to protect, because I know that energy is real. But I love rituals as far as cleansing. It's like you say, you know, people who know me know that my base language is Islam. So like for one, the wudu, you know, making before I make my prayers and my morning prayers or whatever, I'll do the wudu. And it's not just so much the water, you know, is cleansing, but it begins to put me in a mind state of going to prayer. You know, there's actual preparations before going to the ritual prayer in Islam, and this should put us in a mind state. So that's why I'm a big fan of rituals, because it begins to get the mental right and prepare the mental for addressing the Most High or the divine. So, you know, for me,
absolutely,
a big part of my cleansings are rituals.
Mama Khadija did a whole documentary about ritual, and so much of the documentary was about the preparation, the preparing of the person, preparing of the space, And that documentary is going to be released very soon. But there is a ritual to spiritual cleansing. And so, mm-hmm. and that's something that we need to have incorporated in our lives and let it be ritual. Let it be full, you know. We've done all these house cleanings, and I don't think two have been the same, you know, because,
right.
you know, you go in with the understanding that each one is different. There's different mm-hmm. needs of the household. There's different dynamics in the household. When there's children in the household, things are handled in one way. When there's not children in the household, things are handled in a different way. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, it is definitely, and this is why you can't ever know too much about spirituality. And this is not a book thing. Now, people ask me, okay, mm-hmm. good. What book I need to read? I'm like, it's not in a book. It's in life,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's
absolutely.
Experience. It's in making sure that you are doing what you need to do and everything like that. So I am going to take this caller now, if you don't mind.
Okay. No,
I believe this is Sister Makita. Are you with me?
Peace.
Greetings.
Hey, peace.
Hey,
family.
How
are you? I am grand.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Sister Makita, I'm on the radio.
Yeah, I hear you. And I was able to be a witness to you becoming a believer a time or two. So, yeah, we've had some interesting things happen. I give thanks and praise because with the retreat, oh, my goodness, I'm so
everyone
looking forward
survived.
To the next one. I really don't know how to act right now. I'm just beyond happy because it's needed, and it helped me, and I appreciate all of you. Because you all brought something different, and it helped me in my growth process. So thank you. In between clients, I've learned to Florida Water Queen. I spray myself down in a second. I keep, you know, the Lysol and stuff because some of my clients, they don't have the best hygiene practices because of their mental illness. But if it gets really heavy, I always have some type of oil in my bag, and I'll find a way to get it out without being disrespectful and roll it and sniff it so that the aromatherapy can put me back in a really good place because I need that. And then there are some clients that I can turn that situation into a teachable moment. And if they want some, they're more than happy to have some. But if not, it's mm-hmm. okay because I need to stay balanced so that I can give you the best of me. And most of them usually understand that. And we're able to move forward and things like that. But if it's one of those situations, as soon as they leave, I'm praying, I'm meditating, I'm spraying down. I have coworkers that be like, oh, you back there spraying again? Yes, I am. Give me a second.
Absolutely.
And I do what I have to do so that I'm okay because it's not always easy doing what we do.
That's right.
When you were talking earlier, it took me back to a situation I had before when I was leaving an unhealthy relationship and what I did following that. And in essence, it was really a ritual because I was doing things to get myself back in that really good place. One of mm-hmm. the first things that I did I did a pearl so that I can break the physical bond that was there.
You did a what?
Then I went... A pearl.
What is that?
Haley got,
I thought we were going to be able to
my sister's
nose. It's a woman.
Okay, Haley got his pearls next. All right, we got that. So I did that, and it takes you through your series of emotions and stuff and gives you time to process what you're dealing with and your new transition and your new reality. Then I would go through the process of I would break down the room. Whether I lived with the person or not, if we were in the same household or not, I would break everything down. Everything has to come out. I would go through the process of wiping walls, cleaning the floors, getting a new mattress because I don't want any of that energy. And I would be saging for like 7 days straight. I wouldn't even sleep in the room. I would sleep somewhere else. And my kids didn't really understand it, but I knew what I was doing. Like, so you're never going back in your room? Yes, I am. When the new mattress comes. And then it was like, well, the mattress is here now. Are you going back in there? Not yet. It's not quite right. because the vibration wasn't there for me to say, oh, I'm good now. I had to wait, and I just was patient with it. I was patient with it. But in the interim, you know, I'm smudging in the house. I'm doing everything that I need to do so that when I was ready, I was able to go. And it would be some of the best rest ever because I was going through my changes all before. And I think sometimes people just jump from one thing to the next without allowing themselves the opportunity to truly process what has happened to them. I know I handle stuff a little bit differently because of what I can see. And it's like, here we go. You know, and maybe it won't happen that way, but 9 times out of 10, it happens just the way that I saw it. And I just have to deal with it. But I still have to go through that ritual process to get my living space right. So you were talking about the TV. I was laughing because for years I never had a TV in my room. And when my girls were old enough to get a TV of their own in their own place, they really just didn't know how to act. I'm like, well, I mean, you got to see it on the weekend somewhere. You just didn't see it in the house.
Right.
You know, it was okay. It's not the end of the world. But now the television's become the babysitters for the children. And then when you have these maladaptive behaviors and all this aggression, you want to know why.
That's right.
Look
That's
at what
right.
you're feeding them.
Absolutely.
You know,
Absolutely.
What you're feeding them that way, those waves, and what you're feeding them physically. So if you're eating things and doing things that you weren't raised on, and then you want to know why you're experiencing these things with the babies, go back. Check what's different.
That's right.
And the moment you switch those things up, you notice a new and improved version. So would you stay with that better? That better thing, you know? So it was just really interesting to hear all of that. And I just truly appreciate all of you for everything that you do. It was something else that you had mentioned that had me giggling, too, about the Walmart situation. Oh, my
goodness.
I dread going in with such a thing. So it's like, I got to go. And I literally got a time where I'm near, like, at 5:30 in the morning. Like, 5:30, 6 o'clock, that's my time. If not, I have to go there like 20 minutes before they close because I can't take it. It's just way too much. It's just way too much. And it is because so much is bouncing off of me and I'm catching so much. And it's like, oh, my goodness, if I go over here, do I have to say something this time? Or can I keep it to myself? Or if I do say something, are they going to
respond?
And then it gets
to
the point like it's just way too heavy.
Your head is going to explode. If you keep it to yourself, you know your head is just going to hurt. You
How
people,
do you,
you
know
people
what? That's a question. That's a good question. How do you manage that? How do you manage, you know, and especially dealing with you spiritual sisters who receive these messages, how do you manage going into the Walmart and not coming off as the creepy woman like, God told me to tell you? How do you, you know what I'm saying?
I pray constantly. I'm praying all the time. And really, if I'm not given, like, some extreme cues that you have to share this, you would think my lips are so shut. I'll smile, you know, and give thanks and praise. But it's like, oh, my goodness, all this stuff I see around you. I can't, not right now. But if I notice that you're following me, because that has happened a time or two. Now, you're following me, that means you want it. And I'm going to give it to you. I'll be as sweet as I can about it, but I'm not going to lie. You know, however way they take it, they just take it. Because there are those people that recognize us for who we are, and they will follow us.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm turning around like,
I've
now, I
that.
Know good and well there's no reason for you to be over here, but you're there again. Okay, here we go. So I just pray and get myself prepared, and I'll take out some oil, and I keep Florida water in my purse. Yeah, I'm like, squirt, squirt, squirt. If you can, now I can give it to you. And I just do what I have to do.
You know, being born and raised around a psychic herself, people were always stopping us. And so I got used to it. And so I started, you know, doing the same, you know. And I think I look strange anyways. You know, I got leques on. Sometimes I got feathers on. I got, you know, crystals going on, belts. I mean, I have a lot of stuff already. I already look strange. If you think I look strange, you know I look strange, okay? So it is, and that's how I go to work. That's how I go to clients' houses. I'm like, hey, look, this is how I need to have this with me. This is part of me, okay? And they're like, whatever floats your boat. You know, because I do behavioral health. They're like, cool. I got feathers too, you know. So, you know, they
don't know
roll right with me.
I don't know if you're supposed to identify with the client right. I don't know if it's
supposed to be hard to distinguish
you and the clients. Oh, I got feathers also. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We share. We got this. Yeah. You'd be surprised.
That is funny. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Not really. That is funny. And the following thing, I have to get used to that. I remember we were on doing a house cleaning. Where were we at? North Carolina, South Carolina? And the guy follows us. North Carolina. And the guy follows us for about 5 miles from a gas station.
Yeah.
Jumps out the car, waves the car down. Now, you know, I'm creeped out, you know, little guy. And waves the car, and he's like, listen, I have to talk to her. And I'm like, well, listen, you know, I'm trying to put on my best Barry White, and I'm leaning over this little man. He's about 5 foot something. I'm like, listen, you know, she's busy. And he's like, listen, brother, please let me speak to her. Now, I don't know if the please is because God is telling him or is because he's going to cause me some bodily harm if he doesn't get to speak to this sister. But at this point, I'm thinking maybe I better leave. And the brother hit me with this. He said, you don't know who that is. So I have to get used to being around rolling in that type of company. But I'm sure and that goes back into the part of spiritual cleansing. I'm sure spiritual cleansing has to do with spiritual protection, you know, and do you, and as a part of this, and I have you on the phone, Makita, do you ever get accustomed to strangers approaching you like that? And do you ever feel in fear of not just your physical person, but of your spirit being under attack?
I'm never afraid.
Okay.
Because the Most High got me covered and my ancestors got me. And if
right
I feel a little funky vibration, I'm like, all right, now, you see what's about to happen. I need y'all to come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel good. I feel good and I feel guarded and I feel protected. I'm calling out names, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling for my brother. I'm like, all right, Warren, where you at? Daddy, Grandma,
yeah.
Where you at?
Mm-hmm.
So
because
I know that I'm able to do that, I feel the way I need to deal with whatever's about to come my way.
Mm.
And I remind, I know who I am. He chose me, you know.
Right.
If I had to choose on some of this stuff, I'd be walking another direction because it could get heavy.
Right.
But he chose me, and because he chose me, I know he didn't bring me this far to leave me.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know he didn't bring me this far to leave me, I got to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I got to stand
That's
on the
right.
shoulders of those who left the legacy before me.
Mm.
And I got to do my part
Rich
to leave
legacy.
The legacy for my babies.
That's right. That's right. Rich legacy.
I don't have the time to be afraid.
Right on.
That takes too much energy. Nah, no way. I have to have a little Brooklyn moment. Like, all right, y'all, come on.
Right.
You go. I'm gonna run back up top for a second.
Real quick.
Awesome.
Okay. And I think a lot of times once people realize that you are not afraid of them or their questions and stuff, even if they came with ill intentions, you make them think, and they'll hold their tongue. And I'll shoot them a blessing, you know, give thanks and praise, you know.
Mm-hmm. So
I'll find a way to.
So having a clean spirit, does it make it easier to recognize unclean spirits, or malevolent spirits?
Absolutely.
Is that fair to say? Seven?
Absolutely.
You say that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you'll catch it before it even enters the building. You're like, oh,
that's right.
Going on?
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
And
that's
I'll get up and I'll be spraying, especially in my office. I start spraying all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah, but it
and I have
you know
people.
Why? Negativity carries an energy. You know, we're going back to vibration. you know.
Yeah.
And so, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes the phone, I'll look at the phone, I'm like, oh, I don't even want to get this next call. And then it'll come in, and I'm like, I knew I wasn't getting it, you know. And it's because energy, that vibration has came before the call ever got here, you know. Vibration is moving at a different speed than we are. So a lot of times that negativity is moving way faster than we're than what we're doing, and we can see it on its way, you know. And that's why you keep your guard up anyways, you know. You keep that protection high, because when you are serious about your work, it comes from all directions. You'd be some, you know, sometimes every now and again I get surprised. I'm like, wow, really? From there, from the east, really? And, you know, it just comes. And, you know, like right now we're doing Ramadan. I'm fasting. I'm doing a traditional fast. I'm trying to go hard in the paint.
Mm-mm.
And right now you can be at a your body is weaker. Your mind may be stronger and your spirit may be stronger. But your body, my body is weaker right now. And so I've had all kinds of stuff pop up. I tell people, I said, no one wants to buy me lunch until it's Ramadan. Okay, no one wants to treat me nowhere or nothing like that until I can't enjoy it, you know. And so, you know, there are a lot of temptations during this time period. And so I have to be especially vigilant in understanding that. So now is the time. If there's ever been a temptation, I know it's on its way. And so I can start to build and guard and keep myself in a cleansed state. So before that ripple even gets here, I already can feel the vibration in the water. So, you know, it's about getting yourself ready for that. So thank you, Sister Makita, for sharing with us, as always.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hello to the South Carolina crew. You know, I know you guys are going to be working on your stuff tomorrow morning, and I'm looking forward to seeing everybody in July when we're doing the big festival that you're going to have up. And as soon as you get your paperwork and everything, please let me have it so I can post it up on the Facebook page, okay?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it also, Sister Makita.
Yes, yes. Thank y'all so much. Continue to be an inspiration to the inspirational. Love y'all.
Thank you so much. Love you too. All right. I wanted to, you know, we were talking about ingredients. And, Ibrahim, I know you've done some study with your crystals and with gemstones and precious stones and everything like that. Part of the ingredients that I use very heavily is myrrh. And that is a very holy scent. It's a feminine energy.
Yes.
And it's usually worked with frankincense. And so I'll have the myrrh resins, and that's part of what I burn. And I remember being a young child loving the way that myrrh smelled. And I like myrrh and frankincense, but the myrrh itself is like sweet on top of sweet. And ever since I was a child, I would tell my Umi, I really want that. I really want that. And she would get me the oil. And then frankincense, you know, and frankincense and myrrh, you can get as a resin, you can get as an oil. Remember, we were talking about if you were interested in anointing people. But frankincense is another strong, strong protectant, and attracts, you know, good health and finances, and is one of the best sense to work with when you're dealing with trying to overcome things, like especially addictions and stuff like that. And another resin that I use is copal. Now, a lot of psychics and mediums don't like copal, because what copal does, it opens you up. Like, it opens you up, like it peels back your soul. It opens you up. And most psychics and mediums are like, I don't want to be any more open than what I already am. But copal is big. It's also used with the Day of the Dead. It's a very sacred scent. Camphor is another very sacred scent, and that's a lot of Buddhist temples will use the camphor, and I like that too. It smells kind of close to mothballs if you don't know. But when even when we're doing retreat, I go through and spiritually cleanse the house before we all get there. So before I even let people come in, you know, we're trying to get this energy to understand that we're here for high spiritual purposes, and mm-hmm. that we desire to utilize this space temporarily. And, you know, trying to, I feel sometimes like a negotiator between with the human needs and with the spirit needs, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's done before every retreat is done, before every house cleaning is going in and trying to establish environments and energy. And this is something that, you know, needs to be done often, regularly. You know, if you're like Sister Makita, who's in contact with clients and people and you're touching people, you need to have a daily practice of how you're going
yeah.
to cleanse yourself. And then mm-hmm. it needs to increase. Each week you do something. Each quarter you do something. You know, like Sister Makita, you're calling on ancestors heavy, and you better make sure they have their, I think it's like plum wine. But there's a special kind of wine that's made out of a special fruit. I'm like, what is this? But you have to make sure that, you know, if you're calling on these, you know, ancestors to protect you and to work with you, that you are keeping them nice and fat. You know, all, everything in my house is fat. All energies in my house are nice and fat. And I do that
yep.
because that makes them, they're invested in me in keeping the environment clean. You know,
mm-hmm.
so they're like, oh, when the house is clean, when the environment's clean, when the negativity is low, she goes all out for us. Well, we're going to go all out for her. And we're going to make sure she has everything that she could possibly want and think about. And, you know, it's definitely a relationship. So I wouldn't go hug my grandma with dirty hands, you know.
Right.
So I'm going to make sure that I'm clean, my environment's clean, and then ancestors will hear my conversation. They'll hear my words and stuff. But I'm not going in there dirty, especially as a child, knowing how much they were into clean. They were like, uh-uh, I know you're not coming over here. And I'm like, no, that's a misunderstanding. So, you know, clean has a couple of different layers to it. You know, it's not just a physical clean. It's not just a mental clean, but it's really all of those working at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what are some of the benefits of being, you know, having that spiritual cleansing and having a clean spirit?
Well, the spiritual cleansing, when I first started in my spirituality and I said, I want to help people. That was the first thing I did, is I worked on spiritual cleansing, and I created two baths, a breaker bath and a white bath, and that's decades ago. And so I did a lot of research and trying to find out how to utilize the best ingredients. This is not a haphazard thing. Please, people, it's not haphazard. So, like, let's take a dandelion, something simple like a dandelion. You have to know whether you can deal with the flower, whether you should be dealing with the leaves, whether you should be dealing with the roots. You need to know whether you're going to burn it, whether you're going to put it in a bath, whether you're going to put it in a wash, what are you going to do with it, or make a tea from it, you know. Are you going to eat it? You know, there's so many different. So this one plant has three or four different pieces to it that can be used, and it can be utilized in three or four different ways. This is one ingredient. So, you know, it really took a lot of research and diligent study to come up with a good mixture that's going to, like for the white bath, and that's something I'm very, very proud of because this white bath is awesome. But it took years of study to come up with, okay, what ingredients work well together? What ingredient is going to pull gently while putting in something positive? Because I'm not trying to yank people through dimensions of realities, and so I'm not trying to do that. At this point, I'm trying to cleanse their aura and give them an opportunity to get themselves together. The white baths are sat with candles. They, you know, there's a lot of energy that goes into them. So all of this goes into a spiritual practice. And then I love old homes. I love spirit. I love spirit. And so, and I love talking to spirit. And I even have to get to the point where I'm like, I would love to talk to you some more, but you're really not elevated. Why don't you work on elevating, okay? And I have to end this conversation. You know, I have to even get to that point with, you know, my desires to work with spirit. So when I came up with the idea of doing the house cleans, now I didn't create house cleans. They've been here since the beginning of time. Old ladies in the South will tell you about house cleanings. They'll tell you how to handle it. But I really enjoyed creating a space that humans could use in acknowledging the spirits that desire to be there. I love coming to that because some people come in and they don't care. They're just going to kick all the spirits out and let the humans stay. But I'm like, that's not really fair. Those spirits might have been here for hundreds of years. You just here, you know, you just paid rent 2 days ago. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to create a balance between the two. And one of the reasons why I am successful at what I do is spirits know that I respect them and I want to find peace and harmony. And so they really try to work with me, you know. And so a lot of people don't have respect for spirits. They just all on human side. Then there's some people that, you know, don't care about the humans. They're all on spirit side. So I like to think that I have a nice balance of both where we can all come to a good understanding as to what needs to happen, you know. And so spiritual cleansing is so important. I strongly suggest that everyone do a major house cleaning at least once a year. And then if you have things going on, like you have roommates, every quarter. If you have a roommate and this person is not related to you, you know, these aren't your children, you know, even if it's a cousin, you need it every quarter. You need it every quarter. What a house cleaning does is the same thing what a bath does for your body. It cleanses the house. It cleanses the energy. It lets the negativity know, I'm not feeding you here. So, one, I need you to leave. And then, two, know that you can't come back because I'm not going to feed you. I'm not going to have the loud stuff in the house. I'm not going to participate in the madness of the universe. And so all of those things come into play right there. So it's really important.
I was going to ask, what are some of the signs that you may need a house cleaning?
some of the signs that you might need a house cleaning. You cannot sleep in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Something keeps waking you up at 3 o'clock in the morning or 3:12 in the morning or whatever. You're constantly dropping food or water or coffee, you know, for no reason. Just it jumps out of your hand. If you are losing keys and important documents, you're like, I just had it right here. That there's a disharmony going on in your house. Spirit, it might be your ancestors trying to get your attention about something going on in your house. But at that point, you need some guidance. And then there's all, you know, they get aggressive. Those are the little signs. And then they get to, you know, flashing lights on you and wild dreams and everything. If you have children in the house and you have a child that can't sleep, there are some measures you can do to try to bring peace to the child. But if that's not working, then you need to go back and say, okay, revamp. We got to clean this whole house because there's something that is bothering this child in their sleep and in their spirit. So those are some real telltale signs. If you cannot sleep, if you don't find any peace in your rest, if little things are going wrong, food, little mishaps, those are, and if you're not comfortable in your home, you know, if you got somebody who's creating negativity and, you know, you come home and you in a bad mood, how do you come home to your castle and you're in a bad mood? Or you don't want to be in your castle. So, you know, you have to, you know, those are signs that you need to adjust your home and you need to adjust who's in it, how it works, and everything like that. But those are some really clear signs that you need it. And it doesn't have to be traumatic. It doesn't have to be dramatic.
Yeah.
I've had people move. I know people that have left their house because they're like, I just didn't like the energy anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, I wish you would have told me before you did all that, you know, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's just a matter of coming in and creating positive energy and really, like, getting it in there strong and then showing the people how to maintain it. But, yeah, it gets really, really serious.
I like what you said, too, when you were saying, and I recommend everyone, you know, for our listeners or whatever, everyone to do it, even if you're not to those degrees where you're seeing those type of signs, to do it at least,
oh, yeah.
you know, once, how many ever, a couple months, to have that.
Yeah.
And I like house cleaning, but sometimes I don't think that really, really goes in, is really descriptive enough to really explain what you do, because sometimes it is, honestly, you know, I've seen where you have cleansed houses, and then sometimes it's just about a spiritual alignment. You know, sometimes we've went into houses where it is just about the ancestors, these people's agungun, wanting to contact them, wanting them to do better, and their ancestors
right.
want to be acknowledged. So just coming in and really setting up their shrine properly, or showing them how to set up a proper shrine, or how to honor and revere their ancestors properly, so it doesn't have to go, you know, house cleaning sometimes can come off very dramatic. Oh, Lord, a house cleaning. I've seen those. I have seen I have witnessed those. I mean, where they didn't want to go, where, you know, it was just us there, and I've heard them, and I'm like, is anybody else in here besides us? Well, I've actually heard them, like, Lord, have mercy. You know, and I'm not even, like you said, I grew up, you know, it's traditionally – grew up Islamic, but, you know, when you got me calling Jesus, we in some damn, like, Jesus, you know, so there's some things going on. But sometimes it's just about having the spirits or the energy in your house aligned. It doesn't even have to be that drastic. So I would recommend, you know, everyone do that for the house. Get the energy in your house aligned. It may be your ancestors, just maybe the energy of the house. What I've come to understand about, you know, spiritual cleansing, and specifically now since we're talking about these house cleansing, is that the house in itself begins to act as a shrine, you know, especially when people have lived there previously or your people have lived there. The house begins to absorb that energy. And I used to think that all of this was, you know, just spooky and people talking, until I've actually been into homes where energy exists and spirits exist, the sevens being one of them, where, you know, you can actually feel them, sometimes hear them, and even quite possibly see them moving around. So it's about aligning that energy in your home and letting your intentions be clear and finding out about the intention of the energy. And you'll find out in many instances that they're there to aid and assist. So I would recommend everyone doing that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, guess what? It's hard to imagine, but we have moved into the prayer portion of the show because the show we're wrapping up. And
okay. Thank you for having me again. Thank you. It was so awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we want to make sure the men folks know that they're heard and felt. You know,
right,
they're welcome
for the
here
brothers,
anytime.
All you brothers out there, yo, send a brother shout out. You know, wow for these brothers, you know. Let your brothers know.
We're going to work with y'all. We're going to work with y'all. But he's always, you know, wanting the brothers to come forward and to share and everything else like that. And so we're so glad that, you know, we actually got an opportunity to share with us in that way. Greatly appreciate your energy. And Mama Khadijah will be back with us next week when she gets ready to have, you know, get this Ramadan.
Let me send another shout-out real quick. Let me send another shout out real
Please.
Quick. You know, I'm telling the brothers to encourage, and sisters, you know, if you have your king man and your men around, have them listening to the show. King to look out soon for Tanzo, the House of Tanzo, which is you sponsored by a wonderful approach, aided by one, but it is, you know, we'll be addressing men's issues and men in spirituality, and addressing some masculine energy, some issues we have to deal with in building with our women and just our place in the whole spiritual world. So for the sisters out there that have men listening, for the men on the line listening, listen, stay tuned. You know, like I said, Tanzo, as sponsored by Wonderful Approach, with the aid and assistance of Sister Seven here. And I just, again, appreciate Wonderful Approach having me on and look forward to addressing the body again and, you know, eventually having a show where we'll have you on to address some of us brothers.
Absolutely, and I would love to address some of you brothers. I really would.
Uh-oh.
And then also, Also, Sister Gypsy is doing a major detox, and, you know, you can go to a Wonderful Approach Facebook page, and if you would like to get more information on that too, she is more than going to share with us. So we're going to bring in our prayer who's going to pray us out. Let me see if I did this correctly. Greetings. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. How you doing? How you doing, everyone?
We are fantastic.
Yeah, can you hear me? It seems like I'm always moving when the show is on. I was thinking about as I was walking. I said, why am I always walking every time the show is on? And but that lets me, but that lets me know it's because we're all moving and we're moving forward.
Yeah.
Right. So I just want to give thanks for the cohesiveness that the brother brought to the show tonight. We got to have it. It's a balance. We got to have it. We can't be without it. And there's something that came across that hasn't been coming across. And so I thank you. I just want to thank you. And my spin on that of what we can do is always what we can do. We got the power of the spoken word. We can go into prayer, what we're going to do right now.
Amen.
Mother, Father, God, Oluthumare, the Holy Orishas, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, Krishna, all the one names we call God, named and unnamed, known and unknown. Just giving thanks and honor to the divine energy and essence and presence of the greatest force in the world. Want to thank everyone for being on the call tonight. We want to thank the divine feminine. We want to thank the divine male energy for bringing the balance. We want to thank all those who are able to speak on behalf of what we should do to cleanse, and the ones that maybe thought about it and the ones that didn't agree with it. But we're glad and thank you that you listen. We want to give thanks for all things that brings us together, that moves us in the moment of a cleanse, that moves us in the moment of divine emotion, the divine essence and presence of Mother, Father, God. We want to thank Seven for just opening our heart and opening our mind to have this call, for being the vessel, you know, to hear God's voice. We want to thank you. We want to thank the mama, being that woman that she came out of, who helped her on this journey, prepared her for this journey. We want to thank you, Mama Khadija. We want to thank Mother Eagle Ministries. Mother Eagle Ministries has been a force for men and women for a long time. She deserves her due in this work, and she's going to get her reward. I give thanks, I give thanks. And God, I just want to be able to tell you that just for having this call and for all of us for wanting to be on it, to be able to say that I want another type of peace, that I want another type of love, that I want another type of overstanding or understanding of your love and my love together. I want to come together with your people where you say we can come together. This is the real Jesus and Christ walk. And I want to thank you, God, because in a divine understanding, we cannot fathom the walk that Jesus even walked. You know, I stand on the foundation of Christianity, but I too have went out and found you everywhere that I have found you, in the African house, in the Buddha house, in the Krishna house, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the women that come on the call, for the men that come on the call, that have a better and understanding that it's all about spirit and what's in your heart, that we all came here as a spirit and not as this body. I want to thank you because we can get on this call to be free. We can get on this call even when we don't agree. I want to thank you for the love. I want to thank you. I like to hear some songs. I like to hear somebody sing. I like to hear those kind of things on the call, because this is the type of call that this brings. Children have to say what the men have to say. And God, I just want to thank you for everybody that has a voice to say something. Help us to bring the voice. Help us to not just let it be us in our own minds. Help us to put you first in all that we see, say, and do, and that you speak for us. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to say ashe, 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 yo. As we continue to gather until next week.
Ashe, amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Ashe.